This is the problem. Take a pair of scales of the old-fashioned...
There are those people who invest in calories and store them carefully around their middle. And there are those who invest in physical fitness, which they build up by running. And while the slouches on couches expound the virtues of watching TV and not wearing yourself out, the runners pant breathlessly about their secret reward, the runner's high. The runners have always confidently claimed that this high is due to chemicals called endorphins, which are made by the brain. But here's something odd. Until February 2008, there was nothing approaching real proof. And yet, people still believed it. The search for endorphins began with a deceptively simple question. Opiate drugs, opium, morphine, codeine, heroin, etc., they affect human brains because our brain cells have receptors for these drugs. This is how our brain recognizes these opiates. But why should human brains all over the world have receptors for some of the chemicals inside a pretty poppy that originally grew in Turkey? By the mid-1970s, the answer was found. The brain makes its own opiates that are similar to the opiates from the opium poppy. Some of them were called endorphins, short for endogenous morphines, meaning chemicals made in the body that resemble morphine. And the link to the runner's high? Well, fit people supposedly enjoy boundless energy, zest for life, and reduced stress. The runner's high is something even better again. It differs considerably between individuals, but it's described as an elusive euphoric feeling, sometimes encompassing inner harmony, feelings of disembodiment, and even occasional orgasmic sensations. In other words, it's much better than the euphoria felt by some when opening a pack of Chocky Bickies. Under the influence of the runner's high, some runners have been reduced to tears at the sight of a cute puppy. Runners began to whisper to each other about this high when jogging began to take off in the mid-1970s. Now, this was around the time that endorphins had just been discovered, so it seemed obvious that endorphins caused the high. But there was no proof. Endorphins are a family of chemicals that have effects similar to morphine, except that they are made in the body. So, let's have a look at the source of the original opiates, the opium poppy. The pain-killing properties of the opium poppy have been known for ages. Its seeds have been found in Spanish caves, dated to 4200 BCE. The ancient Egyptian medical textbook known as the Ebers Papyrus, which was written around 1500 BCE, counted the opium poppy as a painkiller. Arabian traders brought the plant into China somewhere between 400 and 1200 AD. And by 1906, thanks to the Opium Wars, China made 85% of the world's opium, about 35,000 tons a year, and about one quarter of its adult male population was addicted to the stuff. Now, getting back to the endorphins, there were a few studies in the 1980s that found endorphins in the bloodstream after people had been running. But there are a few problems with these studies. Now, first, they measured endorphins in the blood, not in the brain. So, these endorphins could have been produced anywhere in the body as part of a gross stress response. And second, the levels of circulating endorphins did not relate to the level of being high that the runners experienced. And finally, because we are talking about the human body, the simple claim that endorphins give you the runner's high is too simplistic. For one thing, your body makes many types of opiates, and endorphins are just one of these. And for another, there are many types of opiate receptors that your natural opiates affect in differing degrees. And some of these opiates can make you feel unhappy or even sick. This might explain why, after a decent run, some runners feel like vomiting rather than being at one with the Godhead around them. In February 2008, the neurologist Dr. H. Becker published his paper on the runner's high. His team measured both euphoria and whether brain opiates were binding to various receptors in the brains of 10 runners. And yes, the natural opiates were binding to those parts of the brain that dealt with mood. And yes, the greater the binding, the greater the euphoria. Are the natural opiates endorphins? Maybe. And so in this case, the story that brain opiates cause the runner's high is probably true. But it took a third of a century to prove it.
What does it mean? Why is it so?